Jenny, good morning. How are you?
Just great. How are you today?
Good. Well, I'm not seeing as well as I normally can, but can you help me out with that? I thought I saw something in the paper about seeing new things at Ivy Tech.
Yeah, you know, we might just be able to help you maybe get some new glasses or something. Absolutely.
What an exciting development. Tell us all about it.
Well, we really are excited, and you know, and I don't want to get too far ahead of myself, but it's the first step in our offering of the optometric technician program. So there's a series of steps that have to happen for us to be able to then offer it to our students. But the optometric technician program is a certificate program and an associate's degree, so you can kind of pathway yourself through the full degree. But an optometric technician can go in and basically work in an optometrist's office, a place like Lens Crafters, to make glasses, in essence. So we're really excited about that opportunity. We've been working on it for quite a while. And, you know, again, this is the first step. So our regional board of trustees here at the Bloomington campus first had to approve our moving that board. And the next step will be for us to take it in front of the state board of trustees for the entire college system. And then we'll need to go to the Commission for Higher Ed, and then we can go from there. So I'm hoping, very optimistic, to try to start that program in the fall. And if we have to delay that a little bit, we'll start it in the spring if we get all the approvals. So super excited about that.
We have seen other programs develop out of local interests or local partnerships because you need workers in the area. Would this program cover that, or what was the genesis behind it?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, there's lots of jobs out there available, not just in our area, but across the state of Indiana. You know, and it was a degree that was offered at Indiana University. And, you know, for somebody to leave it with an associate's degree with a higher cost of tuition at IU just really didn't make much sense. So, you know, we're in the business of the associate degrees and getting people right to work. You know, it just made more sense for us to do that. And there's lots of jobs available out there. And we work, you know, with an industry, ESMI, to look at all the different groups or different jobs that are available in different industry. And there's plenty of jobs in, you know, 100-mile radius plus. And it's we're very excited about that and very much needed. We had 16 letters of support from local optometrists, you know, within our service area. So we're super excited and we're ready to rock and roll if everybody says yes.
Jenny, if I'm not mistaken, would that make Ivy Tech Bloomington the only Ivy Tech campus in the state that would have this program?
That's exactly right, that we would be the only ones in the state offering that program.
Wow. Okay. Well, hey, big news. And let me tell everyone, we're talking with Jenny Vaughn, who is the chancellor of Ivy Tech here in Bloomington. And Jenny, the O'Bannon Institute is coming up. You've got a great speaker. You've got all kinds of amazing things happening.
You don't even have to leave the house for this.
Yeah, but the neat thing is you got the 1,000 hours, and I think that's amazing.
Yeah, I'm really excited about what we're doing this year. You know, we've got a new expanded cook pavilion on our building out on the west side, and so we're going to be able to take our entire O'Bannon Institute event over into our campus, onto our campus. You know, we're going to have our it's a 3-day event. First day is a recognition dinner for faculty, staff, students, and some of our community partners in civic engagement. And then Lee Hamilton is going to headline be the keynote for our fundraising dinner on Thursday on our campus. And then, you know, normally we bring people out and we have panel discussions on Friday and maybe a speaker and work out breakout sessions and different things. But this year, for the first time, we're actually going to work with our community partners and try to volunteer in our community with 1,000 hours of community service, volunteerism, not just students, faculty, and staff, but everybody in our community. Mike can help us, everybody in the, any business partner that wants to join us, and we've got lots of different agencies that we're going to volunteer all day, and the hope is, again, that we can have 1,000 hours of volunteerism throughout our entire community.
And the joke I was making about the O'Bannon Institute is you're having it all on campus this year.
Right.
You don't
all
have
on
that,
campus.
Yeah, you don't have to leave the house. Just put your feet up. Make sure everybody takes their shoes off before they come in. It's a brand new building.
New carpet.
Well, you don't want the new carpet ruined. Yeah, that's absolutely right.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Do you have any tickets left, or are you done with that? Where are we at?
We have very limited seating left, but if people call us or get online, they can get a ticket right away. It's $100 for the fundraising dinner. It's free to volunteer with us on Friday, April 22nd. But if you do sign up to volunteer with us on the 22nd of April, and you can find all of that on our website, in the morning we will kick that morning off with Judy O'Bannon talking to us about, you know, the importance of giving back to your community and serving together. And so we'll kick that day off or that morning off that way, and then we'll all go out and volunteer.
Jenny, we've got Joe Smith ready to tell us about what's going on in Philadelphia, but before we let you go, Duke It Out.
Duke It Out, yeah, we're really excited about this. It's a program with the Cook Center for Entrepreneurship, and it's our first student business pitch competition. And so people have applied for that, and I think we have about 9 different groups that will be pitching their ideas on new businesses. And so that happens Friday, April 1st on campus. And I have to give a great shout-out not only to the staff at the Cook Center, but also to Duke Energy for helping us sponsor that event.
Well, we got our fingers crossed for you and Dr. Swofford to get that optometry program.
Yeah, what a
going
great
there.
Story that is. That is
that's amazing.
So, yeah, keep us updated
Thank
on
you.
That. And did you have a good spring break?
I had a great spring break. My son came home to visit, and we had a good time.
Very nice. Very nice. And again, school's going to be over before we know it. Don't blink.
Oh,
it's
boy.
Gonna be, it's going to be April here before too long. We appreciate your time. As always, it's always great to hear the positive news out there. And again, 1,000 hours, a great way for the community to get involved as well. We'll do it again next Thursday.
You. That's right, and go Hoosiers.
Oh, that's exactly right. Awesome. Jenny Vaughn, she is the chancellor at Ivy Tech and checks in with us every Thursday morning.